Thanks, everybody, for joining us again on Bridging the Gap today. And this week, we have been taking questions from the community via our Facebook page. Of course, anyone who wants to submit one can go to Powell County Office of Public Information on Facebook. You can direct message or utilize the poll that's up there right now. And we're always looking for your feedback. Today, we're going to take on a pretty big topic. We were asked, exactly what are the county officials doing to bring more jobs into Powell County? And of course, we've had the industrial board and the industrial board chairman or director, Craig Dawson, on here a few times, but it never hurts to get back to that subject and really dig into it. So, Judge, I won't talk any longer. Just tell us what's going on.
Yeah, and I think that's very it shows obviously that we do need to do a better job of communicating the successes we've had, because naturally, jobs and tourism and how those relate were two of the things I've kind of campaigned on, and when I run this office, was some of the things I thought we could make vast strides in, and luckily we have. And that's, you know, for that to still be a question, almost, not that we can't always have more and we want to bring more jobs here, but I think people probably aren't aware the level of success we've had in jobs here in Powell County. So more than happy to talk about it. And I think, like I said, over the with what we've done in the episodes we've had the industrial authority, I think we've expressed a lot on some of the efforts we've done to do that, but I think maybe haven't talked as much about the success we've had. And I think one thing that's really confusing, or in my opinion, a lot of people don't understand about economic development, and I think even at the county and state level, a lot of times gets undersold a lot, is, you know, I think everybody, when they think about jobs, they're viewing always probably some big announcement of this new company moving into community. And that's very important, and things that we're working toward too and have had some success in. But I think as much, or probably more so, is job retention. And I think that's really, we've been able to have some of our most recent successes in that. And if you think about that, you know, if you're only worried about recruiting new jobs here, oftentimes the employers and the community people you have here get left behind. And I think that's something we've been very fortunate. We've are very aware of the people we've had, the good employers here, and we've put a lot of emphasis on making sure they're able to stay here and give them the environment to where they can grow here. And thinking back, that's what I said, you know, probably in the last 2 or 3 years, you know, we've added close to 300 jobs to this community. You know, if we'd had an announcement of a new company moving in and bringing 200, 300 jobs, that would have been front page news. Everybody would have been ecstatic. And we've had that same level of success. Maybe it's been a little quieter because most of that growth has been, first and foremost, through retaining our current jobs and allowing those industries to expand in our community. So naturally, it may not be quite as sexy as a announcement saying we got
ribbon cutting.
Yeah. So, and kind of talking about a little bit of that, you know, you look around, just sitting adjacent to emergency center, we got an overhead crane facility. You know, that's going to be the potential to employ another 15. So there was one. I know a few months ago, there was lots of buzz about what the Outdoor Group, which is the company that bought Scott's Archery, you know, are they relocating? Are y'all doing anything? And yes, we had been working for 5 years with that company. And, you know, that's one when I first come here, and that's actually kind of talking about the job retention aspect. You know, in my capacity, naturally, I think I could be a part of it, but my direct ability, I have some say, but it's a lot bigger than me. It's having the industrial authority, having the level of workers we have here in the community. There's a lot of people that play a role in our success and our economic development going forward. But, you know, that was one of the things I've done in my capacity. I visited with some of these company and businesses we had, you know, what are we doing to be a good partner with you? You know, what are you lacking? What can we do to make your growth and success here better? And at that time, it was Scott's Archery, and I went to them and, you know, asked of them what we could do if, you know, in them growing here, what would be required. And so we started that dialogue, and not too long after that, they come back and were in a position where they felt like they were going to expand. So we explored the gamut of, you know, new buildings or going into something existing. And, you know, just recently they announced that they committed to another 5 years here. And that company, I think at the time I took office, was somewhere in the 30 to 40 employee range. They're now in excess of 100 and probably going to continue to expand. So that's a, 60 or 70 jobs there on that one. Same thing with, what was Red River Hardwood, Palo Valley Millwork, working through our industrial authority. They were able to get a lot of incentives. They helped broker that transition from the old owner to this new owner. And if you want to drive down by there, look at the amount of growth in the currently constructed new buildings. And there again, they were kind of a light company. They were 30 to 40 people, and now they're in excess of 100. And, I think one thing that not only are they employees, but they're better than minimum wage jobs. There's some benefits and insurances and things associated with these companies. So they've been – both of these have been great community partners and providing quality employment for our citizens. And I think we've talked about it on this show, and hopefully at some point we can have just in those two instances of the outdoor group and Powell's Valley Millwork, I think we'll have some of their leadership come in and talk. And, if people's looking for employment, at last check they were both in need of some people. So our ability, I think probably through this show at some point, we can come back and look at ways that we can connect what their needs are with the people that we may have that are looking for employment. Because I think all too often, in both of those instances, those buildings are not exactly something you see every day because of their location. So I think people don't necessarily realize the level of success we've had on job growth here and what opportunities may be available within our community. So we need to do a better job of not only creating the opportunities for these companies, but when we do create them, making sure our public's aware that those opportunities exist here for them to work right here at home.
And that is something we definitely intend to do down the road, is to have some of the local businesses come in and speak directly to you about what they're doing and what their plans are for the future. And we do listen to your feedback. We most certainly do. And one of the requests we received, it was pretty popular through Facebook, was people wanted to see job listings and job postings and to know when these companies were hiring and who they were hiring. And those of you who do have an interest in that, you'll be happy to know I've been speaking with our industrial development director, Craig Dawson, and he's working with these companies, and he's going to try to keep that information, get that information and keep it flowing toward us so we can get that out there to you. And hopefully we can provide some local jobs for folks who maybe then necessarily don't have to drive to Mount Sterling or Winchester or Lexington, and they can keep their employment and keep their cut down their drive time and keep everything here local. Judge, speaking of that, I mean, we have definitely seen an overall drop in unemployment since you came into office. Can you kind of enlighten us a little bit as to how that has transpired over the last half decade?
Yeah, you brought up several interesting points. We'll touch on that, as well as I'd like to touch on, you mentioned the commuting element of our workforce here. So I'd like to touch on that as well. And naturally, I think, since the 2008 recession, naturally you've seen economies start to improve pretty much nationwide. But I'm very proud, and like I said, I think I would like to hope I've been an asset in helping Powell County move forward. But, yeah, when I took office in 2011, I think in that November is when I took office. At that time, our unemployment was somewhere around 11.5%, I think. And I think of April this year, you're somewhere around 6.4%. So just right under half that we've cut. So that's and, the 6.4 in Powell County, I think, means a little bit more than, naturally that's just a touch above. I think state of Kentucky's been running somewhere 5.1, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. But to see, that in eastern Kentucky, if you look at some of the surrounding counties, they're all, the majority of them are well above that. I mean, when I had this question, I just kind of looked and, looks like there's a lot of counties close to us 3 or 4% higher than that. So I think that speaks to some of the success that we've had here in Powell County. And I say we, that's myself, that's the industrial authority, that's our business leaders. One thing I think that's often undersold is our workforce here. We have people that are willing to work hard, and I think that's a big part of our success. I know with one of the companies we was talking about earlier, that trained, skilled workforce that they had here was no doubt a big part of them choosing to stay here. And so I'm very proud of our people and what they offer to prospective employees here. So kind of going back one point, and that's kind of going back to job retention, naturally we'll continue to work to try to make sure that employment number keeps ticking down. But I think beyond looking at overall unemployment number, I think something that means a little bit more to our community might be what you alluded to. We have a lot of people still going outside our community to be employed, and probably more as important or as vital to our economy is not only that unemployment number, but what we can start to do to turn the number of people commuting outside our community to working in our community. And I've often told people, you know, naturally, if we have people commuting, say, to Winchester, to Lexington, Mount Sterling, wherever to work, and I was a part of that cycle, you know, before I took this office, I worked outside our community for several years. And part of that process is natural. I mean, oftentimes you'll be forced to stop and buy your gas outside the community. And let's just face it, if you're working outside community, oftentimes your wife or spouse calls you, you're going to stop at a Walmart, pick up the groceries before you come back. So I think really something I'm going to push for, and now that we're starting to get these jobs, and that's kind of what we talked about in making sure that the jobs we have are known to our citizens. You know, I think we're getting in a position now with some of the pay scales and some of the jobs we've talked about. You know, it's not just manufacturing. You know, these companies have some tech positions, some electrical, some accounting. You know, so there's other things starting to open beyond just manufacturing. So there's opportunities there for, I think, more than just somebody looking for a manufacturing job. And we need to do a better job, because at the point we bring that person back to our community, and that's what a lot more of their expendable income will be then spent in our economy. And if you look at any of the multipliers, the $7 or $8 times that a dollar turns around in the economy, you know, the more dollars we put in our economy, that means that 7 or 8 people potentially got a chance to see that dollar. So I think in the next few years, as we start to try to not only have these positions, but have some of our people transition from working outside of our community to being back in our community working from home. And that does a lot of things beyond, like I said, some of these jobs are starting to get competitive with what they're driving to a Mount Sterling or Winchester to do. But when we can get within relatively close range, you know, of those per hour pays, when you start doing the math on the gas, the time away from home, the wear and tear on a vehicle, then we start to add some quality of life to these individuals. You know, now it's not a struggle to get back from Lexington to see your child's Little League game or whatever.
Right. Well, I can tell you, you know, from personal experience, you know, when my son was born, you know, then my wife at the time was working in Lexington and I was working here in Powell County, and she made substantially more money than I did. But by the time you factored in the cost of the oil changes and tire rotations and gasoline and all that kind of stuff, essentially we put the same amount of money in the bank every single month. And it really does make a huge difference when you can cut that commute down. And I think another great point you made is something as simple as stopping for groceries in the county where you work versus the county where you live. You know, so easily, if you're talking about a family of four or a family of five, you're taking hundreds of dollars out of our local economy just in one go. And, you know, that is definitely something that we don't think about that often, but it does make a huge impact on if you have multiple people doing that every day.
Yeah, and what that equates to, we was talking about the secondary effects. You know, if I think of 2014, that's probably not too much different. I think we have probably in the neighborhood right under 4,000, 3,700 people that work outside our community. The more of those people we get back in our community, think what that equates to. You want more variation in your fast food. Well, that gives the chances of another chain or something being more viable here. Mm-hmm. And what that equates to is more of our people that, you know, especially you always think about college age, high school kids, opportunities to work sure. in these capacities. So it starts to really have big implications on our economy. And that's why I said if you know, I don't think we can oversell. We talked about the cost there, and naturally wear and tear on vehicle, oil changes, things you mentioned. But I think we can't undersell, and it's hard to put a value on the quality of life. As I said, if we give them back two and a half hours of their life a day that they can spend Absolutely. In our community, and going kind of back there again to the drug issue we talked about earlier in the week, a lot of these people that we have that are working are our civic-minded people that would like to be a part of some of the organizations and things we have going on here in Powell County. And if we give them another 10 to 12 hours a week that they would typically be spent on the road, think what that puts back into our community.
Oh, sure.
That gives them the opportunity to be more active in some function there. So that has big positive implications on our community as well.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. I hope that we were able to answer that question and shed some light on how things are going in the community. And as always, we'll be back at the same time tomorrow.